Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You don't like white people.
It's John and Lance.
Hey, Godfather, I didn't know this was going to get racial.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's Occasional Invitational. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Final hours underway here live at Highland Pines. We have our golf tournament going on today, and we will be more than happy to take your phone calls if you want to call, because we actually have phone lines that are working today.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, 713-780-3776.
Make
713-780-3776, and we will be doing that.
Did you see Cypress Trail hide up? Choppy sandwiches already?
Oh, are they already ready?
What?
Good. What time are we starting?
In Valencia's for dinner.
About 10:30?
We start at 10:30.
So yesterday, John, we mentioned this. There's been a lot of talk about, ESPN takes topics and then they beat the hell out of it. That's what they do every week. And we have the TV on, so we probably notice it more than some of you do. But if you have the TV on, you would definitely notice it. And one of the things that's been a topic has been Bronny James. The draft isn't going to be for another, what is it, the end of June? Is that the NBA draft? Is it end of June, early July? We'll have the NBA draft. It's not that long after the finals, to be honest with you. But LeBron's son, of course, is going to be a topic. He has been a topic for a while. But he was not a good player at USC. Of course, he had the issue with the cardiac arrest, which, you know, may have played into that. Clearly, it certainly was a big scare for the family, and certainly want nothing but the best for him. But here's the thing. I saw another video where one of the guys on ESPN, I don't recognize him, but he said that he talked to two scouts who were at the combine, the NBA combine. And the NBA combine, they're trying to make it more like the NFL combine, where they're making it mandatory, and you have to go through all this different testing, medical testing, and then they have basketball games. They have shooting stuff, they have basketball games. And the scouts that this guy talked to, he read directly the tweets, the text that they exchanged. By the end of it, one guy said, look, he's going to have to be an elite defender. He's only about 6'1". He's going to have to be an elite defender. He's got to become, you know, better at creating shots. He's got to do this and that. He's not good at this. He's not good at that. I do not see him as an NBA prospect. Certainly the stats don't look like an NBA prospect, but he is LeBron's son, so you kind of give him some leeway in terms of maybe some conversation. But has it gone overboard? Well, yesterday, Kendrick Perkins, they had a Bronny James segment with Ramona Shelburne, and I can't remember who the other host was. There was three hosts on the set, and Kendrick Perkins. And Kendrick Perkins just, at some point, Perk has decided, you know, he has to sit through these production meetings. Okay, this is what we're going to do, and then he's going to say this, and then the next topic in the B block is going to be this. And Kendrick Perkins had just had enough of it. Here's Kendrick Perkins on ESPN's NBA show talking about Bronny James's draft status, and listen to his frustration.
Hey, look, let me say this. We have to stop. We have to stop. As the media and everybody else shining the light on Bronny, because it's other players that are deserve our attention, right? The lottery guys, the guys that are actually
like
going, yeah, that are going to get drafted in the first round. Like, we're talking about a guy, a young man, that's possibly going to go late second round or not getting drafted at all. That I've never, in my 4 years of working here, I've never sat on the table where we're talking about a second round pick.
But this is LeBron James' son, and that is a legitimate storyline that one of the greatest of all times has a son trying to play in the NBA at the same time.
And you have to give Bronny credit for actually trying to say the right thing, showing up in the right places. And at the end of the day,
and by the way, I like seeing LeBron in the stands as a proud dad. I like that. That's a good example from fatherhood.
He's the number one scorer in NBA history.
What does that have to do with his son being at
look,
the draft
Scottie
combine?
I mean, look, Scottie Pippen's kid was playing on the Lakers.
But we didn't shine the light on Scottie Pippen's son like this. We can't move the goalposts and feel like we go do it when it's convenient. For us.
When we say Nepo baby, that means that you have the same career, you know, parents to child. And so for those
somebody's a Hollywood producer, their son or daughter gets a job.
But if he has the same dreams and he does get a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but can we talk about this, y'all? This is a guy that who's given his life to the game, LeBron James. And if the byproduct is that Bronny gets a little bit of a nod, maybe that's okay.
Because right now LeBron is still at the peak of his game where he has the leverage to maybe get the Lakers
and
draft.
And guess what? Maybe the team.
Do you want it that way?
I wouldn't. However, if it's got to be done, that's the only way. That's the only way.
Look, I want Bronny to be successful.
I think all of us do.
But I'm also I'm also being a realist here.
So I guarantee you, Ramona Shelburne, who's like, yeah, I'm okay with Nepo babies, I guess. She's okay with LeBron Nepo baby, where LeBron would literally, she just admitted, have the juice to get his son drafted. That's the ultimate nepotism.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's a lot of ultimate nepotisms where people get their kids in jobs that they don't deserve. It happens a lot. It may have happened here locally for one of the teams. It did happen. So, yeah, that happens all the time. But if you're going to call it out, call it all the way out. And Kendrick Perkins says nothing that's not true. Yes, talking about Bronny James, I totally get that. That's LeBron James' son. But to go on and on and on, that was a conversation that usually is had behind the scenes when they're arguing in a production meeting. We can't keep doing this. And he brought that kind of argument to the television where we all got to see it. Does it warrant some more discussion? If his dad wasn't LeBron James, he wouldn't get that. If it was Michael Jordan's son, if it was
We didn't do that for Michael Jordan's son.
Because he didn't even get to this point.
Yeah,
he
played at Central Florida.
He never got to the draft. He never got to a combine.
Bronny's not going to a draft either.
They're discussing with the draft. Jeffrey Jordan was not even considered a draft prospect at all.
Neither is Bronny.
Yeah, he is. I bet you he gets drafted.
Oh, no.
I'll bet you he gets drafted. Yeah.
Well, only for one reason.
Yeah, nepotism.
Right. But because so that you can get LeBron.
Yeah, maybe. It may be done by the Lakers in the second round if they have a second round pick. Sure.
Do you see any other team drafted him? Really?
Well, I mean, I don't know him well enough. I haven't studied him, but I do know he's not tall. He has no. You'd have to go back to high school, and he
averaged
was.
4 points.
He went from being. He's taken on some really good high school players and gotten the worst of it in the high school matchups in AAU. Then he went to college. Has a medical condition you have to deal with that you have to be okay with. So no, everything about him, and then you look at his data from 1 year, and it's not good. It's not draftable. In no other draft, if his name wasn't James, he wasn't. If he's not LeBron's son, he has no chance of getting drafted. Jeffrey Jordan was not even a fact. I don't even know if he finished college. We stopped talking about him pretty quick. I feel bad for Bronny, though, in this sense that it's not his fault he's LeBron's son, and you're going to have this attention on him. If I were him, I would rather not even have ESPN talking about me.
Yeah,
I don't want to be talked about like that. I don't want
the spotlight. No, because there's a lot of negativity.
Because, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who want him to fail. And I think that's sad that you have people who want him to fail because they don't like LeBron. Or they want LeBron to get his comeuppance through his son because they've seen LeBron get excited at youth games. I think LeBron was over the top at some of the games running on the court. I mean, come on now. You don't do that at youth basketball games, run on the court. No one else would be allowed to do that. You don't have to do that. But with that said, yeah, he's a proud dad. He wants his son to do well. And unfortunately, I just think that what you're going to deal with is people want LeBron's son to fail because they see it as a comeuppance for LeBron. And I think that's too bad that he'll be used as a pawn. But ESPN's using him as a pawn as well. They're using him for ratings right now because he's not somebody who's considered to be an impact player in the NBA at all.
Impact player.
Yeah, and then they're talking about him more than once.
Okay, when we come back, the Houston Texans, every game, every point spread, out.
They're all out?
They're all out. I want to see what you think of each of them.
I'll nail each and every one of them.
You're going to nail each and every one of them. I want to see what you think of every one of them and which would be the best bet right now. Right now, because These lines change. By the time you get to that game, these lines change, and sometimes drastically. Which ones are furthest off? We will do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92 live from Highland Pines Golf Club for our occasional invitational. Carbach, Cypress Trails, Hideout, and Valencia's. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And Kids Meals benefiting from today's events. Right now, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. If you're looking for the best way to, listen, you got any kind of issue whatsoever, I don't know what you're doing. If you're not doing anything preemptive, if you're not cleaning out your tankless water heater or whatever kind of water heater that you have, the residue that's building up in there, you're just creating a problem. If you haven't checked your pipes, if your house is old and you need to repipe, there's a good chance. You don't want it busting from the heat or the cold. What you want is Aqueduct Plumbing Company going there and telling you exactly what's going on with your plumbing.
Yeah, that's the bottom line is know exactly what is going on by simply looking at the camera. They've got the cameras that they can snake down the drains and find out exactly what's going on, which might include a burst pipe. And if you go have the hydrostatic testing done, you can find that out immediately. It is our good friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN
97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans game-by-game point spreads out this morning. You're looking at them.
No, I wasn't looking at them. I didn't know what you were looking at. I had not seen them.
So what are
my kids?
Okay, well, let's start with game one at the Colts.
I think we did this already. Aren't the Texans like 1.5?
1.5 point
favorites. Yeah, we've done that one before.
At the Colts, Texans 1.5 point favorites. Which way right now would you go on that game?
Texans. Texans. I think you don't have enough football from Anthony Richardson yet. Needs to play more football.
He ran all over you the first game. You're better defensively than you were,
though.
Yeah,
it's a different C.J. Stroud.
D'Angelo Hunter.
This is a different C.J. Stroud.
Maybe D'Amico even here. Autry. D'Amico Autry.
Guess what?
Will Anderson
the Colts
Jr.
Don't, guess what the Colts aren't great at? Secondary.
Yeah.
Guess what the Texans have? Receivers.
I'm with you on that one, Texans. Bears at Texans.
By the way, that's going to go up, I think, to Texans 2.5.
You do?
Yep.
What do you think Bears at Texans?
Bears at Texans. Texans would be, we'll go with the good 4.5.
3-point favorites.
Mm.
That's going up.
Yeah,
that is going
up. Rookie quarterback in week 2 against that defense, I think that's got to go up.
That's got to go up.
Yeah.
I think right now, if you can get Texans.
You said 3.5 or 3?
3.
So you're saying it's like a pick'em between the Texans and Bears? I'm not buying that.
No way.
On neutral field.
Wouldn't we
I mean.
Use what you just used about the Colts and their secondary when we talk about the Bears wide receivers and the Texans secondary?
Yeah, but the difference is Texans can score. They can score a lot.
We'll find out if Caleb Williams can score. We'll find out what kind of pressure they put on the rookie.
Yeah, I mean, rookie quarterback
Hey, you know what I like the matchup? D'Amico versus Caleb Williams.
But we would say that about CJ until we saw CJ. So
yeah, I don't think Caleb's special.
Well, CJ wasn't considered special until he showed up on the field.
But in hindsight now, we realize CJ is pretty special. Now, he was pretty good. In the Colts game, he was average to good, and then he really turned it on in the second half, and people thought it was empty stats. It turns out it really wasn't empty stats. It just was a combination. The Colts aren't very good in the back end, and CJ was coming on young quarterbacks in their first two or three games, though. It's typically not very good.
But we've seen it. Well, we've seen the guys who have. Burrow was fine in his first. Justin Herbert was fine. I know Bryce Young wasn't good, but we've seen guys, young quarterbacks, play well early.
We've seen him.
We have C.J. Stroud do it,
and
too.
And there's a little bit more help around him in Chicago, but I still think 3 is a little bit of a surprising number. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, 3 for the Houston Texans at home, where it's going to be – and by the way – You know, the Texans Stadium is going to be a good home field advantage. Yeah,
it's going to be a great home.
A good home field
and the
advantage.
First game on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that
I am going. I mean, if there's one
it'll
bet.
It'll get to four.
If there's one bet that you make right now, it might be that one.
Yeah, I would agree.
Texans at Vikings.
If they're 1.5 against the Colts-Vikings, I think the Texans should be one.
The Texans are 3.5. So, to add the home field advantage, they'd be 6.5, but with the Bears, they'd be even?
Well, you do have a new quarterback, but you didn't have the same quarterback last year.
I guess the Bears were better than the Vikings. Oh, no, they were both 7 wins. I guess. I don't. Yeah
that feels
both
like.
Both rookie quarterbacks.
You said 3.5?
3.5.
No, you do this. If it were, you'd go 3.5, and then you add the 3 for a neutral, 6.5, and a neutral.
And a neutral.
And then
and the Bears would be even at a neutral.
So in Houston, they'd be 9.5 over Minnesota?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you think that sounds right?
No.
I don't either. I think it should be more like 8. So, yeah, I think that number's too high.
I don't know if it'll give you pause, but the Bears' defense was good last year.
Yes, they were.
So we're talking about can the Texans score. The Texans didn't fare great against good defenses. Now they have extra talent. But I think I know what we're talking about, the momentum of the team. But the Bears quietly played really good defense, and all they did this offseason was add to their offense. So I guess obviously the question would be, can Caleb Williams play? But the Bears got a shot to be good. Play within the number, good, we'll see. I mean, what Caleb Williams is in week one, we'll have a better answer
well,
about what they
is,
are.
Does Caleb Williams make a 3-game difference for them? Because they won 7 games.
Well, you add the receivers that they did with DJ Moore, and if he's
good.
Justin Fields was playing quarterback for them.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, if he's better than Justin Fields by
Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze. Like they've got 3 legitimate targets. The thing is, do they have enough offensive line help for him to get rid of the ball and not hang on to it? Because he's a chronic hold the ball guy, so they're going to have to coach that out of him, and that's not easy. But I still think that – why are you trying to talk us
because
off the Texans against
I'm
the Bears?
Not trying to talk you off the Texans. I'm just trying to give people an opposite side just so they don't go all in. But this Bears team, we didn't pay a lot of attention to because they're the Bears, and who cares?
No, I did.
They got Montez Sweat, so they have guys on defense to cause issues to a Texans offensive line we're not quite sure about.
Oh, no, the Bears, you have to be – I just don't like a young quarterback against D'Amico Ryans. And if he does have success, the Texans have an offense. So Minnesota won a – okay, who's after the Minnesota game?
Jaguars at Texans.
Texans on a neutral field. Let's make them a 1.5. So we'll take it 3 points. We'll go about 4.5.
3.5.
Okay.
3.5. You know, I don't –
I'm going to have to readjust because the line makers are not putting as much steam on the Texans as I am. So, watch. I'm going to be – I'll nail them now.
Bills at Texans.
Noon game. So, if they were at Buffalo would be a 6.5. We're going to make that Buffalo 1.
Texans 1.5.
Oh, yeah. No Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I
no
got to recalibrate.
No receivers.
No receivers. Got to recalibrate the whole Buffalo team. That's interesting. Texans are 1 at home against Buffalo.
1.5.
And they're 1.5 on the road against the Colts. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm actually okay with that. So Texans have been favorite in every game so far.
Texans at Patriots.
They'll be a favorite here too. So at home, they'd be about 10. At home, they'd be about 10, and we'll subtract the 7. We'll make the Texans a 4.
4.5. 4.5. I think that's a pretty good number.
Okay.
Texans at Packers.
Okay, so they're the first time they're going to be an underdog. I think the Texans and Packers will be about even, so I'll make it on a neutral. So I'll make Green Bay 3.
2.5. Green Bay's 2.5. Wow. October 20th. It's not going to be cold. Yeah. I like.
Who do you like there?
I like the Texans going there and winning. I like the Texans going there and winning. Colts at Texans.
Well, this should be pretty easy. So if they were 1.5 there, we'll just add 6 to it. So we'll make them 7.
4.
Wait. They were 1.5 at the Colts. Houston was favored, right?
So then they'd be 1.5 on a neutral field. They'd be 4 here. 4.5.
No. No, they're 1.5.
Oh, they'd be 4.5.
Three, four, 4.5, and then add another 3.
Yeah, right.
7.5.
I know.
How are they 4?
I don't know.
So they're giving the Texans home court. So first of all, they're giving home field advantage by a 2. They're only giving a 2, and that's maybe why I've been off by about a point on all these.
Yeah, they're not.
So I guess home field, I'd read this
well,
before.
The Texans hadn't been a great
home
field advantage.
Not been, but home field's not been worth 3 in the NFL lately, so maybe that's why. And the Texans haven't been, but we all know it's going to be loud there this year.
Yeah.
When they go, Texans, first down. How are teams going to be able to
they're
deal with
gonna
that?
They're not going to be able to do anything about that. Nothing. They can't stop that. Maybe they'll outlaw it.
Hey, I got to tell you
Do you think
now.
They might outlaw it?
No.
Well, I think it's unfair with all the sound created by the regular fans that they still pump in crowd noise. So
that
maybe.
Plus, you know what? Like, I was there for that Browns game. I think you were, too. It was loud in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was.
It was loud. It was a good crowd.
Texans at Jets.
Texans at Jets. Aaron Rodgers.
Thursday night.
So if Green Bay was, 2.5, we'll make the Jets. So I want to say 3. Three
Jets,
and a half would be
is.
A lot. Okay, 3.
Jets 3. Plus the Texans got to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a Thursday night.
Yeah. I might like the Jets on that
one. Field. I know.
Yeah, I might like the Jets.
Lions at Texans.
Lions at Texans.
Sunday night.
Lions
Texans with
be a better
10 favorite. Days to get ready.
So you have Buffalo. The Texans are 1. They're 1 against Buffalo, or 1.5. So the Lions, I'm going to say pick them.
Texans 1. Texans 1.
Wow. So they've got the Lions basically equal with the Bills. That's surprising to me.
But it is a Sunday night game.
Okay.
You know, I think you give a little more juice to the home team
right.
on a Sunday night game. Texans at Cowboys, Monday Night Football.
Texans at Cowboys. Ooh, off the top of my head, I'm going to go Cowboys 4.
3.
Okay.
3. And, yeah, the Texans dominate, destroy them.
If it's 3.
Will that be Houston North? Will
yes.
that be a Texans-owned crowd?
Yes, we'll have 70% of the stands here.
Yep. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Titans at Texans.
If Colts are 4, I'm going to make 4.5. I'm going to make the Titans 5.5 dogs.
6-point favorites. 6-point favorites.
Yeah, okay.
Texans at Jaguars.
Texans at Jags. It'll be down a little bit. Let's go Jags 1.
Jags 1. Jags 1. Dolphins at Texans.
Ooh, so we're looking at. You had Cowboys were 3, which would basically make them a pick 'em. I think it's going to be about the same. I think it'll be about pick 'em. Maybe Bills, maybe Dolphins 1. Texans can't be
a 2.5.
Really? Wow.
But then two.
So they're saying the Bills
stumbling all over.
But they're saying the Bills are.
What? He made it through last season. He started more games last year than
you know
what? The regular season.
I have a little bit more respect for the.
Disrespectful.
For the Dolphins than the line makers do.
Yeah.
2.5, huh?
I don't think that'll be the line.
Stumbling
when
around.
The game gets it.
How about we don't make light of concussions, John?
Yeah, I know.
Be a better person.
Matter of fact, I'm reading right here. Tua Tagovailoa shines at Dolphins OTAs.
Mm. How does he shine?
A mid-contract talk.
Mid-contract talk.
Texans
shined?
At Chiefs.
Yeah, he shined.
Noon, Saturday.
Oh, Chiefs. You got to make Chiefs probably 6.
4.5. That's a cold weather game, I think. Although the Chiefs didn't cover. The Chiefs didn't play well offensively.
Yeah,
though.
But the Texans are going to have a little bit of a target on their back this year. Like you don't.
Well, we'll see what the record is, or they yeah. might be. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. This could all change.
Ravens at Texans.
Ravens at
Christmas
Texans.
Day. Christmas 3:30. Day.
Lamar will be the favorite here. Let's make Baltimore 2.
1.5. And finally, Texans at Titans.
Texans at Titans. You already had the Titans at, you said 6, so we'll go boom, boom. Texans, you would think they'd be picking, but Texans are going to be the favorite by 2.
3.
Okay.
3 points. There you have it. I like the Bears bet the best. I like the Texans against the Bears. That's my favorite pick. I don't think the Chiefs game, by the time we get to that, they might be favored. We'll see. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe if the Texans are playing good football. But I don't love them on December 21st in Kansas City, the only cold weather game they play. I'm not sure how they're going to react.
I don't love the Jets game. There's a couple games in there that are going to be pretty tough. Interesting to see how often they're favorites.
The only cold weather game. Because the Jets lose October 31st. That probably won't be cold weather.
The only game that
Packers October 20th won't be cold weather.
So they're dogs in one game in the division to Jacksonville, small dogs.
Right.
They're dogs against the Jets, the Cowboys, the
Ravens and Chiefs.
That's
five
it.
Times.
And Packers.
Right.
Did I say that?
They are dogs against the
Ravens,
Packers,
Chiefs,
the Jets,
Packers, Cowboys,
the Cowboys,
and Jags.
The Jaguars, the Chiefs, and Ravens.
Seven.
That's seven.
Okay.
Seven dogs.
All right. 10 favorites, seven dogs. Makes sense.
Yep. 10-7. Time to talk about Air Team. You know what makes sense? Is you taking advantage of what Air Team – I mean, they did it for me, and they'll do it for you. They were awesome. Came to my house and put in a couple of air conditioning units that couldn't be more professional, couldn't be better at what they did. I loved what they did for me. You'll love what they're going to do for you. They have a team that has been in place. I mean, you want to talk about knowing your business, man. They just came in. They told me everything that was going to happen. They executed it in about 4 hours, put in two units. Couldn't have been more professional. Dropped cloth everywhere they walked, put the shoe covers on. Cleaned up everything afterwards. They had the whole front yard full of air conditioning equipment. Boy, it was like they had never been there before when they left. It cannot be more professional and better at what they do. But here's the deal. Preventive. Be preventive. Get your air conditioning. If you haven't cleaned your air conditioning units, if you haven't checked how the Freon is, if you haven't done anything, give them a call. Make them come to your home and let them do all of this stuff so you don't have to replace your air conditioner and spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Instead, it's just a quick trip that they're going to clean up your stuff. It's well worth it. Please do that. AirTeamLTD.com. That's AirTeamLTD.com. 713-936-5346.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Highland Pines Golf Club. We can't be happier. Just a beautiful day. The guys are warming up. We're going to start at 10:30 here. The players are filing in. It just, if you've never been here before, you really, really, you guys that are driving up right now, you're really, really going to enjoy this golf course. Be excited because it is wonderful. Thank you to Gentle Ben. That's our liquor, Carbach Brewing Company. That's our beer. Benefiting Kids Meal, Cypress Trail Hideout, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Whole sponsors, Caldwell Companies, Access Vascular, Bull Shirts, Great Plate, Houston Powder Coaters, Pick Me Events, X Golf in Katy. I wonder if Robin's going to be out here. She's usually out here with a great.
Get that thing off of this table.
What are you doing? What's the matter?
Don't flick it.
What did you do?
He just flicked like, I don't know what that
is.
What is
a stink bug?
Praying mantis.
No, it's a praying mantis. It's not a stink bug.
Yeah, stink bugs are brown.
Yeah. You just flicked the green praying mantis.
So we had a praying mantis here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get everything out here.
Yeah.
No mosquitoes, though. That's the best part.
Oh, sure. Okay. Of course.
So
I'm trying to tell people, don't bring mosquito stuff. Don't talk about my club like that. John,
it's okay to have mosquitoes. We live in Houston.
I've been here. There's no mosquitoes.
Yes.
My thigh says differently.
Yeah.
Oh, your thighs. No one wants to hear about your thighs.
I'm telling you about it right now because you're lying to the people.
So what did we miss today, Del?
What did we miss? I mean, we have the first game of the conference finals tonight.
Yeah.
Pacers Celtics.
Who do you like in it? I'm going to go Celtics in six. I think Indiana will be a worthy opponent.
I think they'll get a couple.
Yeah.
The Celtics.
Yeah, I think they'll get a couple.
The Celtics trick off all the time.
Yeah,
they'll
they do.
Probably lose game two like they've done.
They got their asses kicked in by a minimalized. In fact,
the Heat did it.
Donovan Mitchell didn't even play in the
game. He didn't play in game four. Well, the game they lost was two when Donovan Mitchell was great. They lost four and five. They won four and five.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell didn't play. Jared Allen was out for most of the series. Caris LeVert missed I think the final game. So they've played teams who have been certainly compromised with health. The Pacers are pretty much fully healthy.
And Halliburton's playing.
Yeah, Benedict Mathurin is not around, but he hasn't been around all playoffs. But so they should be at pretty much full strength, which is something the Celtics haven't seen.
They got a dub in a game seven in a hostile environment.
On the road.
Yeah, they're mentally tough. Well coached.
Yep. And then the other series, I feel bad. The Mavs were 25-1, and my buddy said, I'm going to put something on him. I said, yeah, that can't be dumber. The Mavs
you
are not winning.
Talked your buddy out of it?
Talked him out of it. He's like, every time they win a game, he's like, oh, really? How's this? Now you're talking. So they were 25-1.
Why didn't you just let them have it?
Because I said, don't throw your money away.
Well, so okay? It's not throwing your money away. It's not throwing your money away. It's allowing your friend to have something to sweat.
Oh,
what difference was it of yours?
I don't want him losing. I don't want my friends losing money.
Or winning money.
To bookies. I want him losing money to me on the golf course.
There it is.
Okay.
Always ties back to his personal interests.
That's all. That's what I want. I don't want him to be broke from losing stupid money, betting on Dallas to win it all.
So they bet stupid money playing you on the course.
Now I'm worried they're going to win it all.
Now you're going to cost your buddy a lot of money.
They're 25-1. Now they're 5-1. So bet them now then.
Oh,
so you get
5-1. The odds aren't the same now.
You get 5-1.
You screwed them already.
Oh, what an opportunity to get your hands on a 5-1.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Buffalo Timmy from Bull Shirts is here. What up? It's go time, baby. It is go time. We got all the regulars and then a whole bunch more out here at Highland Pines. You like Dallas in that series?
I like Minnesota.
I like Minnesota, too.
Yeah, I think Minnesota's just got too much.
See? Like, why would you throw your money away?
That's a lot. Okay. That's a lot to put on Luka, I think. I like the fact that Minnesota can beat you in some different ways. It's just a matter of there's just more that they can throw at Dallas.
P.J. Washington's playing out his ass.
And
you know, he finally got to a good team, and look at him. Look at what he's doing.
He's a
good player.
Good player.
And then –
I like that. I mean, Dallas, they did a good job of getting some people around. And you have, you know, you have Kyrie has done a nice job. Luka is still on his, you know, he's in his prime right now as one of the elite players in the league. And then you have done a nice job of surrounding Luka this year to give him a better chance. I still like Minnesota. I just think Minnesota, you get through the Nuggets, and you're for real. And they have been for real all year long. None of us actually believed that Oklahoma City was going to be the team that I didn't, at least, got out of the West. I thought it would be the Nuggets. And I really didn't give Minnesota much of a chance to beat the Nuggets in Denver.
Nope.
And when I was up 20, I was smart I am. I am smart.
They're good,
though.
They got the star. They got a couple of stars. And, boy, they can play defense when
this
they have
Anthony,
to. Boy,
this is Anthony Edwards' time. This is not the Celtics' time. Celtics are going to match up against Minnesota and Anthony Edwards. Have you seen, by the way, Anthony Edwards, have you seen the Michael Jordan stuff where there's the new conspiracy theory is that Michael Jordan, they had a quote from Michael Jordan saying that he had women throwing themselves at him in the late 90s and early 2000s when he had just gotten out of basketball. Then they say he spent some time in Georgia. Then they try to tie everything that he's Anthony Edwards' dad. Swear to God. And then they put a face next to each other and how the facial structure is similar.
Plus the basketball abilities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Is Luka's going to have to be Kyrie's got to be spectacular. Although, you know, Kyrie's done it before. This ain't too big a stage for Kyrie, that's for sure. Whether or not P.J. Washington and Derek Jones or Gafford can continue to do what they're doing is another story, though. And we'll see. And Lively as a rookie.
Here's the picture that everyone's got. This is a come on. Why is this in Spanish? Stupid idiot.
Wait a minute.
Are you talking to yourself or the laptop?
The Spanish are not stupid idiots.
I'm talking to my laptop.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking to my laptop because it brings up the Spanish because it reads me as, okay, here's the picture.
That picture's been out for a while. But
I know. And this is the older one when he had more hair.
If I'm Anthony Edwards' actual dad, I want to snuff a lot of people. Look, that's my kid. Cut it out.
So now look how much of this is Jordan's face, though.
Yeah. That's a lot of Jordan's face.
Listen.
That's so disrespectful.
Listen, if you told me my kid you're comparing my kid to Michael or Tom Brady, I'd be like, thank you.
No, don't give them credit. Those are my genes.
But Tom Brady slept with Wendy?
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
You want that?
What if they say your son looks like Joey Votto?
Well, then you know what?
Well.
Okay, can he play first base at the major? Is he as good as Joey Votto? Is he as good as Tom Brady?
But you want.
I'll take it.
You want people to think that. The reason your kid is good at sports is because Joey Votto snuck in there somewhere? No, you don't.
April 30th. Is Anthony Edwards related to Michael Jordan? Sporting news.
An actual publication put that in there?
Timberwolves, kind of. Star is Jordan's son. And they say, no, he's not. But they have why people believe that he may be Jordan's son. Look, he does play some games. When I watched him before, I didn't even realize that was a comparison. I actually do see some of the Michael Jordan persona more than anything. His persona is the same. Fearless. He's got a way of coming up in big shot. Like, I think this is going to be, for everything that LeBron wanted to do, I think, and LeBron will be the second greatest player to ever play, but Anthony Edwards, I think, is going to get that persona right. I think he's got the Jordan persona where Jordan was fearless from a very young age, and is clearly, like, he's the dude on that team. He's the alpha. It's not Karl Anthony Towns.
Listen.
Who's been around longer.
He's ahead of Jordan, where Jordan was at this
well,
stage.
Everybody is, because you played 3 and 4 years of college back then. So
yeah,
everyone
right.
is kind of ahead yeah, like yeah. that.
Well, no, just years in the league where you are. No, I'm talking about just his years in the league. Jordan didn't get to the conference finals didn't win his title until 8 years in.
Right.
I mean, and didn't get to the Western Conference Finals or Eastern Conference Finals forever.
Which makes his run even more incredible.
Yeah, he needed Pippen. He needed that help that Krause gave him before he did all this.
He's on a revenge tour.
Well, you did flick the hell out of him. He should be staring you down.
I swear on everything.
I wonder if we would have this kind of patience with Michael Jordan 8 years in.
No.
Because we don't even have it if they lose, if Minnesota loses, everybody's going to howl Anthony Edwards.
Oh, please, if they
that.
Had lost to Denver in Game 7 after his awful shooting performance, they would have killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would have killed him.
They would have killed him. Luka's going to be the next one to get it because Luka's been around a little while, and if he doesn't get to the conference finals, who's
he's in the
best?
Conference finals.
I mean, the NBA finals.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next one to start getting it because you can't say anything about Jokic. Is like, who's the best player? Tatum? Tatum's been to a NBA finals, though.
Yeah. Well, but Tatum's got to win it. Tatum's got to win it. And now the question is, is Jokic, is he Moses Malone? He's got 3 NBA MVPs, but he's only got 1 title.
They're already, they started it, even during the middle of the year, questioning that title because of the opponents they have to go through.
Right.
Not exactly stacked. So, the NBA discourse is all about, we need you to see you do it again before we give you any credit. And the NBA has shown you that with this year being the six different champion in 6 consecutive years, that the whole we're going to win 2 in a row, that's not a thing right now.
That ain't a thing. But, and it used to be.
Yeah.
If you didn't win 2 in a row back in the day, you weren't very good.
Yeah. But now it's just what it is, and people will question you. They'll look at who you played, who was injured, who wasn't. So, Jokic, I mean, once you get distance from this particular run, people will honor him and respect him. But for now, he's the top guy, so you got to take your shots because no one wants to give him credit for whatever reason. There are even players who are in the league anymore. I just don't like to watch him play.
Yeah.
They don't like the look of how he plays.
Yeah, it's not what we think of when we think of NBA. That's what.
Yeah. And dominance.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you talk? We got news of the week coming your way next. Why don't you talk Craig DeCerf right now?
I'll talk about Craig DeCerf because I can trust that Craig DeCerf is going to give me the best opportunity to speak about a company in the highest. In the highest light and in the best fashion. And that's, I'm not going to speak for anyone that I don't believe in. I don't use their products. I use his products. I have for several leases for me. My wife is on her second lease with him. My son just got a lease. Now, we're staying lease, but I may need a roll to purchase. But it's just that the best opportunity for me was the lease. I'm looking for certain price points, and the interest rates aren't where I wanted them on the vehicles I'm looking at. And yet, the interest rates are great right now on trucks like the GMC Sierra pickup truck and the Chevy Silverado. So it's not like you can't get great rates. You can get great rates. But here's something that you need to remember as well. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is going to go out of their way to get you the best price possible because they want not only your business, but your second vehicle, the rest of your family, coworkers, your neighbors. They want to make sure your experience and everyone's experience is the best they've ever had at a car dealership. So make sure that you go to my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can check out all the great specials and programs they have available at LanceZCars.com. Go to LanceZCars.com or stop on out in Angleton. And it's about a 42-minute drive from downtown. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A postal worker in Sandusky County was caught racing a Mustang in a USPS van. United States Postal Workers van.
Did you see how fast?
Did you see, Lance, how fast no were they way. Going?
Say that again? A postal worker?
A postal worker in a USPS van. How fast were they going?
75?
Higher.
90?
Higher.
A postal worker's van can go higher than that?
105.
Wow. They can go that fast?
Apparently.
Put a regulator on that sucker.
Yeah, that's just.
Did somebody steal it, you said?
Somebody stole it.
Yeah.
Why are you
stealing that?
Santa.
What are you going to fence a postal van? Like, what are you doing?
Not very inconspicuous.
You're going to go through all the mail to see if you can find some checks that you can somehow forge?
It's San Jose. They're trading out traffic lights for stop signs. Why do you think?
Because no one's stopping at stoplights anyway.
Excuse me, in Oakland. In Oakland.
Stoplights getting stolen? I don't know.
The copper from the stoplights are getting stolen, so they have to replace
them. Oh, my God. They're stealing copper?
Copper.
They've gone from catalytic converters to stoplights.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a woman discovered her husband's affair because the dog swallowed the mistress's thong.
Oh, what a rough break for that guy, huh?
This is why you should never have a dog.
You don't bring the woman to your home, do you?
Well, apparently
when you're
he
cheating. That seems
or he brought his dog for the walk.
Yeah, why are you bringing your dog along with either way? You don't bring those two together.
An emergency trip to the vet to get the thong out of the dog's esophagus.
Is this your thong? He has to immediately go on the defensive. Are you having an affair with another woman? He's got to say that to her immediately and go on the defensive. By the way, I'm watching the Ashley Madison documentary on Netflix right now.
Apparently, it's increased their signature.
Are they still in
their
business?
Signups. Yeah.
They're still in business?
Yeah.
After all their stuff
got stolen? Yeah, it said, thank you, Netflix, because we got more subscriptions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey doc is out.
Is that good?
Oh, wow. Kevin was way more aggressive than you could possibly imagine.
A man stole an L.A. police vehicle, which is not unusual, right?
I guess
it's happened quite often.
I mean, it's going to get your ass kicked.
Except
okay.
The cop was still inside. That's a problem.
That's brazen right there.
Yeah, a chaotic and violent situation is what it was.
Someone
called.
Has a good suggestion.
What's that?
Your mistress shouldn't be a woman who wears underwear. You'd be fine then. If you're going to cheat on your wife, find a woman who doesn't wear underwear.
That is true. You think though a thong. Plus the dog eating the thong.
I just don't think those two should ever be in the same spot. The dog represents family.
Yeah.
The dog shouldn't meet your mistress.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, to everybody involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Don't bring your dog.
Okay. To a dog fight.
A woman married a ghost named Eduardo. Now she's accusing him of cheating and stalking her.
The ghost.
Yep. The ghost.
Now, the stalking thing sounds, you know what, honestly?
It's a ghost.
Well, ghost
what
would
did
be
you a, think a ghost would
well,
do?
Well, to be fair, the It's just a ghost being a ghost.
That's right.
Yeah, how a ghost do.
It's a ghost.
It's going to stalk.
Were you inside that woman?
What?
Well, yes. It was.
Were you inside that woman?
Wow. Yes, because a ghost will. Yes. Will,
you mean?
No, a ghost. You know, goes and controls people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You need to clarify.
No, I said what I said.
Were you inside that woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an awful.
Like ghosts
thing to
do. No, ghosts go inside people.
Oh, do they?
Yes. And they stalk, yes, of course.
Ghosts and
ghosts
stalk.
Ghosts and stalk. That's what they, what they do.
Did you possess that woman? Maybe,
yeah,
maybe use that terminology.
Possess is the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
You know, we don't possess people anymore, Joe.
Well, ghosts
I don't know
do.
You heard.
Ghosts do. No.
Yeah,
own. The word is own.
Yeah.
Possess.
Semantics.
We can possess people. We
engineers are making a Dune still suit that turns pee and sweat
I'm out.
Into drinkable water.
I'm just going to watch it on a screen.
Do
I don't need it. Nope.
Do you want
nope.
to drink
is that in Dune?
Your
yes.
pee yeah, and sweat?
The people who live.
It's eventually coming.
I don't want it. I'm out.
Eventually, you're in on it.
Pee and sweat into water.
Eventually,
why?
You're
when
on
will
it.
I ever need it?
I'll tell you when. 2031.
Is that the year Gilbert
seven
said you're
years.
Dying?
No, in 7 years. No,
will
I'm,
you be dead before then?
Oh, yeah, I'm dead by 2027.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're dead. Yeah. You're going to be dead. A witch, 42-year-old witch, was stalking a wizard and controlled what he ate, drank, and wore,
yep.
according to British news.
A witch?
Typical.
Apparently,
so typical witch behavior. So we've got ghosts, witch, and wizards. What if you're a wizard? Aren't you powerful enough to fight off the witch?
Well,
what kind of wizard are you?
Endora
she
was
bombarded
always...
the self-proclaimed wizard Alfred Douglas with calls and texts after she signed up. After she signed up for a magic course,
get that punk ass wizard out of here! You can't even fight
that
off a
sounds
bitch.
Like baby witch. Reindeer.
You're not a wizard.
It does sound like baby reindeer.
Yeah.
Do you want to vote for this guy in Germany, Lance? This what? Is your country.
That looks like he's licking a toilet.
He's
bowl.
He's licking a toilet oh. bowl. And he's
why is
doing,
he doing
other stuff virally.
To show it's clean? What's
he was
purpose?
Also singing the Nazi-era German national anthem.
Wow, wow.
So what's his purpose here?
Along to get attention?
With manually, oh, doing
oh,
stuff.
Whoa, whoa,
manually?
Whoa.
Yeah, putting stuff
whoa,
up
whoa,
in, his,
whoa.
In his privates.
Why yeah, are we?
See, that's what. This is who you're voting for in your country now, okay, in Germany? This is what you're proud of? I mean, Martin Neumeier. I ain't voted
licking
for you.
Toiletries.
You lick toilets, okay?
What in the world?
Yeah, we're not doing that. I'm not voting for you, Martin. If that in fact is your name,
it's his name.
Montana's Attorney General said he recruited token primary opponent to increase campaign fundraising. Do you think a token candidate would have gotten him more money?
I don't understand. He got a candidate just so he could beat him. Is that what he said?
That's what he's doing.
He needed to run against someone?
He needed to run against someone.
Oh, he needed to have just anyone.
Just anyone.
Okay. So when you say token, you don't mean like a certain type of person. You mean anyone.
I don't know what he did, but do you think it would have scared Montana people?
Depending on what that candidate looked like.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. That would definitely – yes, I'll give you more money.
Well, that's what he should do.
Montana sounds
– He should have told them that if you don't contribute, this person and you see what he looks like
is going
to win. Do you
want this to be the future of Montana? Yeah. We need money. He's backed by some powerful, powerful people in Washington.
A new
– send him to the train station.
A new law in Ontario says if you steal a car, you lose your driver's license for 10 years. Is that a pretty good punishment?
Harsh punishment, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
What's up, Timmy? Timmy's here.
What's the problem with that?
What?
I don't. That's not news of the weird.
That
but
is.
Finally,
well,
somebody's doing something right.
Somebody doing something that's weird. Yes, that is weird.
It's weird that you get.
That you actually do something that's right. Yes, that the law actually does something correct.
Yeah, I guess in a way you're right.
North Korea is denouncing New Zealand for some surveillance.
Yeah. New Zealand's got to pull back. Like, why would you.
Yeah.
Surveil.
We
got to.
Why would you surveil a place that has all those nuclear weapons?
Respect people's. Respect the country's right to privacy and the citizens' right to privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We are done once again.
By the way, great. The great Kim Jong Un is very right on everything he says. Yeah. Me and I'm also going to go to a dinner with Dennis Rodman later tonight. He's going to be.
Why
here.
Does your tone sound the same when you talk about Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
It's the same tone.
You got to be nervous.
Because you're scary. Because they're both scary. Thank you, General Ben. Carbach, Cypress Trail Hideout, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Kids Meals. You are benefiting from what we're doing today. Caldwell Companies, Access Vascular, Bull Shirts, Great Plate, Houston Powder Coaters, Pickney Events, X-Golf, Katie, and, of course, Highland Pines. We love it. We want you to come on out here. You can't get here today. That's all right. Daily fee is every day. So get on over here and play Highland Pines. If you haven't played it yet, you need to. If you have, I know you're coming back. Thank you, Highland Pines. We appreciate you. And Dell and the Mapes. Oh, well, Mapes isn't out here. It's just Mopey out here for the next 2 hours with Mapes back in studio here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.